Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
You can actually see the show. Just go to Facebook, my profile page, also the Big Willie 105.5 page, and you'll see... the Facebook live stream. Now, our guest, live exclusive interviews by phone. So if I move the camera around, all you would see is an empty chair. But believe me, she's here live on the air. West Virginia State Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman, and she is a real conservative. She is a MAGA Nation Trump supporter Republican. Just stepped down from the chairmanship of the Health Committee in the state capitol. Lots of issues there with rhinos who were apparently infesting again. Here's what I don't understand, infesting the Republican Party. Since we have two-thirds of the Senate now are MAGA Nation Republicans, how can one-third still allow this Speaker Smith and these others, the head Smith and others to control the agenda? I don't understand that. We've got the numbers now in the Senate. Help me understand this, Laura.
Well, again, the chairs have wide discretion on what runs and what doesn't. And so I believe that tax cuts, unleashing West Virginia energy and lowering power bills and improving access to health care are less likely to run now. And just by way of an example, I was planning on running a good pro-life bill the first day of my committee. So we banned abortion in West Virginia, with the exception of rape and incest. And that was, I believe, in 2022. But these pill mills can still ship these drugs into West Virginia, mifepristone, and cause abortions. And these drugs are very dangerous. Nobody checks if it's even a minor or an adult. And there needed to be some guardrails on it. And it's my understanding that that was part of the decision making, because I was willing to, you know, do these pro-life bills. So we'll see if it actually comes up this session. It needs to happen. It needs to pass, because it's very dangerous for the women and girls in West Virginia.
Yeah, no question about that. Are there any other major pieces of legislation? For example, where exactly now do we stand on vaccines, forcing children to get these damn things when their parents say, "Oh no, we have a religious exemption, or we just don't want this." Where exactly is this now regarding enacting this somehow into law?
So Governor Morrissey, who I support wholeheartedly, and he supports me, had a executive order right before session started last year. And that would have allowed for religious exemptions to be, religious and philosophical exemptions to be immediately provided to public school children. There was a knockdown, drag out fight during the legislative session. We passed it out of the Senate, no problem. I believe the final vote was 22 for it. We only need 18 to pass it. But when it went over to the House, on an amendment stage, the House amended in a religious exemption because they had basically stripped the bill down to nothing on a Friday. And then that Monday, suddenly 8 or 9 people changed their votes. And so then the bill died. So we're still at square one. The executive order is actually up in the Supreme Court right now. So if we don't pass anything this session, the Supreme Court's going to have to decide the issue.
Are we talking about the state Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court?
The West Virginia State Supreme Court.
Okay. So these 7 or 8 or 9 or so that flipped, were they bought off by the medical industry, or what happened?
Your guess is as good as mine. You know, I'm sure that they were bombarded with calls over the weekend. Whatever their reason was to switch, they've proven that they don't believe in the First Amendment and that they're willing to deny a child an education. And what's absurd about our law is that these children in West Virginia play sports with children in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Maryland, each one of those bordering states has at least a religious exemption. Some of them have philosophical as well. And so our law isn't even, it doesn't even make any sense, because we have no problem with those children to come over and play sports. And we also don't require any parent, staff, or teacher to be fully vaccinated in the schools or vaccinated at all. And so there's already unvaccinated people in the schools.
Wait, we're just
punishing children at this point.
Don't bury the lead. What did you just say about our public schools in West Virginia?
That we allow children to play sports, or that we don't require vaccines for teachers, staff, and parents who volunteer.
You got to be kidding me. We're jabbing our children, and yet the adults that are on the public payroll, they don't have to do this, and this is all in the name of public health? Are you kidding me? Really?
Yep, that's correct.
I'm literally, honest to God, stunned. I'm absolutely stunned. Okay, looking at your website, are you a parishioner of St. Mike's?
I am. I've been Catholic my entire life. I've been Republican my entire life. But yes, I belong to St. Michael's Parish.
All right, help me understand something. I am not Catholic. The bishop for the Wheeling, Charleston, Roman Catholic Diocese is Massachusetts liberal, Bishop Brennan. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I've no problem with him personally, but he's a Massachusetts liberal. And I must tell you, I still remain stunned by his position saying that there should not be a religious exemption for these vaccines in West Virginia. In fact, even in his description of it, his explanation, he made a reference to some obscure connection to abortion and vaccines, that they came about because of some connection with abortion. And he said, essentially, don't sweat the details. It's a minor point or whatever. How much impact, if any, did that have in the voting there in Charleston?
Well, you know, Dimitri, one of the funny things when I got to Charleston, it's very unusual to find Catholic legislators. It seems like everybody in the southern part of the state is Baptist. So there are several of us in the legislature, but we are we're probably maybe a quarter or a third of the people who do identify, you know, with a religion. But he did send out a letter, an email to people in the middle of the debate, basically setting forth his position. I fought against that, even though I am Catholic, because we as Catholics get our basically what the Pope says is what we're supposed to, how we're supposed to live our lives. Well, there is a doctrinal basically white paper that says you can you must try to find a vaccine without aborted fetal cells,
right,
because we
right.
do not believe in abortion. And if you can't, you may get the vaccine, but you still have to go through, you know, trying to find one without aborted fetal cells. But the most important part of that is there's no religious mandate to get a vaccination. So basically where we are supposed to get our doctrine said, no, it's not a big deal. If you have this sincerely held religious belief, to say no.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when I read this, and again, I'm not Catholic, but I thought to myself, look, I get he's a Massachusetts hardcore liberal. I get that, but he's a decent guy and all that. He's still got to be a Catholic. But when he put that in writing, that it said essentially, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. It's not really a close connection to abortion, so don't worry about it. This is for the greater good. I mean, I still can't get over that. I still can't believe that. And you, as a practicing Catholic, would it be fair to say that there are many people like you who also could not believe that statement by Brennan?
Well, of course, he's allowed to have his own opinion. But again, we're supposed to get our doctrine from, you know, Rome, and Rome says you are not to be mandated. There's no religious requirement to get a vaccine. I mean, they say, yeah, love thy neighbor, It's probably a good idea to be vaccinated, but again, there's no mandate, and you are allowed to refuse based on your religious beliefs and being, you know, anti-abortion.
It is bizarre. Tell me about the Ohio County Republican Party. When I read that they did a voice vote to open up the Republican primary to Democrats by allowing them to become independent so they could pick the Republican candidates in the Republican Party, I was absolutely stunned. What is going on with the Ohio County Republican Party these days?
Honestly, I'm not a part of the party. I used to be, but I kind of, when I started having my children, I had to step away.
They don't like children?
No, but I was just busy being a mom. You know, it's a little bit difficult to kind of juggle everything when you have newborns, and my children are very close together in age. They're about 17 months apart. So I was busy there for about 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. But actually the state party, and I'm not a part of that either, they decided to keep our primaries closed. And right. So I think that, you know, the argument could be made either way. I have no problem with independents. I have a lot of constituents that are, they like me, I like them. But, you know, this issue was decided 2 years ago, and it kept being brought up and brought up to try to reopen them. And I think people were just sick of it and decided to voice vote in the state party to just put the matter to bed. And so now the primaries are closed. Now, whatever the Republican Party statewide said, I would have been fine with. I had a strategy to deal with either an open or closed. My messaging would have been the same, and I do try to reach out to all voters.
Okay. You're a lawyer, right?
Correct. I'm a constitutional lawyer. I graduated WVU Law in 2010, and so I'm a tough cookie down here. I'm able to argue on the floor pretty well. I'm not afraid to take on challenges, and so I think that we don't need a bunch of lawyers in Charleston, but we need ones that are principled and able to take on the hard fights.
Did you see the coverage of the oral arguments before the United States Supreme Court yesterday regarding this West Virginia case banning these dudes from being participating in girls' sports?
I saw a little bit of coverage. I didn't get a chance to listen to the 3-hour argument, although I'm kind of a dork. I will listen to it at some point when I have time. But no, I mean, I agree with Attorney General McCuskey. He was defending a law that we did pass, I believe it was last year, to keep women's spaces safe. I think that it's kind of a no-brainer that we need fairness in sports, and we need to protect our children because it can be dangerous. There have been volleyball players who have had fractured skulls because, you know, they're forced to play with people that they shouldn't. And I fully support that argument. I believe that our United States Supreme Court will uphold the constitutionality of our law. And so I'm very excited to see the final decision. I think it'll be a good one.
Well, I certainly hope so. We've got a short break coming up here, but I wanted to talk with you about your campaign. The Republican, it's my understanding that the Republican Party establishment is putting up a candidate, a rhino, to run against you. I want to talk with you about that, learn more about him, and see where we're going here with the future for West Virginia. So more with a very special guest, live exclusive interview with Laura Wakeham Chapman. She is a West Virginia State Senator representing the 1st District. That represents pretty much the Northern Panhandle and the better parts of Marshall County. The better parts, listen to me. Parts of Marshall County. The other part, which is also just as good now that I think about it, is Chris Rose, State's Senate District number 2. Also, very, very, very good guy. All right, download the River Network app and then click Big Willy 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio. Hold on. When I got it here. Just stare right there. It's the audio path of totality.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And now, Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is officially the force multiplier of truth. So we've got all of that going on. So, yeah, by all means, download the River Network app. River Talk, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can also see the show. There's not much to see. Our guest is by phone, so all you're going to see is an empty chair. But typically, when we have guests here in studio, and Johnny O is going to try to come in here, but we're going to do our best to keep him out. That'll be after the 8 o'clock news and after Mr. Big Willie, we talk with him. Give you another opportunity to win a pair of tickets to the Joe DiMassina concert and to go backstage before the concert to meet her. How cool is that? That's happening all right here at Big Willie 105.5. Why? Why are we doing this? We're doing this because we love you. We spare no expense. We do it because we love you, because that's just the way we roll here.